You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, this is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and I'm sorry I can't be with you live this evening, but we will be back to normal with normal operations on July the 9th, where we have a great, great show for you. In this particular hour, we're going to be joined by Bob Griswold momentarily, and there's a lot of developments going on in the world, and Bob is going to share with you how to best prepare for them. And there's something we're also going to talk about tonight with Bob, which is called psychological preparation. And this is so important because many people simply give up hope when they're under stress, and that's when bad things really start to happen. Well, this particular hour is brought to you by our friends at Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A, numana.com. Numana is the very best storable food company in the world. Mike Adams, the health ranger, has done comparison tests and has found that Numana beats every other storable food company by far in every single category. Go to numana.com/Hodges to find out why people say Numana is the very best storable food company on the entire planet. Also, because we're joined by Bob, I think it's fair to mention his company. He is King Prepper. You want communication, Bob has it. You have night vision, Bob has it. You want anything to do with prepping, water filtration, it doesn't matter. And the other thing that you get with Bob that you don't get with other people that sell prepper goods, he'll consult with you for free. He'll tell you how to set this stuff up. He'll tell you how to use this to its optimum use. How do you get a hold of Bob? Well, simply go to his website, readymaderesources.com. Again, that's readymaderesources.com. Phone number's there. He'll be there after the show to take your calls. Enjoy the interview. We'll see you back here again next week with a live broadcast. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And on the newsmaker line with me, I have Robert Griswold from readymaderesources.com. He's certainly no stranger to our listening audience. Frequent guest, advertiser, brings basically anything you want to know about prepping. Bob Griswold is your guy. But we're here to talk about some very, very serious topics tonight. Some of it does tie, in fact, I think all of it does tie into survival. So, Bob, I'm glad you could be with us. Thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure to come back on, Dave. You know, I really, after doing a program like this, I get so many phone calls, and I enjoy speaking with people and what they heard, what they got out of the program, and just the camaraderie we develop by speaking. And so it's always good to hear back and the feedback I get from people when we do a program like this. So it's like I said, it's always a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to tonight. And yet, Dave, there I think every time I come on this program or do another program, it just seems that world events are moving at breakneck speed. I look at history and the times in history when we reach a crisis period, and we know that when the page turns, something dramatically is going to change. America has been undergoing this metamorphosis now for 50, 60 years, and we've reached the breaking point. We've reached the point to where the enemies of our republic are in the position that they are going to strike. one way or another. They're not going to give this power up. It won't take a lot of them. You know, a coup by definition, Dave, is a small group of people who gain access to the highest levels of government agency and then use those agencies to undermine the very government that they've woven themselves with to overthrow it and to bring about a new form of government. Well, we all know that these globalists, that's their intention, is to bring about a new world order, one where individual liberty, individual freedom means nothing. They want the collective, not for them, but for everyone else. You know, I've been rereading a book. It's called The Fourth Turning, and anybody who hasn't read the book, I strongly encourage people to get this book and read it. I think it was late 1990s these people wrote the book, and it's almost prophetic. There is a quote in the book, and I'm going to just take a second to read it because I want to tie it into a couple things. And here's the quote from the book, The Fourth Turning. It says, "Winter is coming. We'd better be prepared." And here's the quote. "History is seasonal, and winter is coming. The very survival of the nation will feel at stake. Sometime before the year 2025, America will pass through a great gate in history, one commensurate with the American Revolution and Civil War, and twin emergencies of the Great Depression and World War II. The risk of catastrophe will be high. The nation could erupt into insurrection or civil violence, crack up geographically, or succumb to authoritarian rule." Now, when I read that, the first thing that came to my mind when I read it was Deagle.com, how America will, our population, our economy, all are going to collapse. But it's what we've been saying. If you look at it, the American Revolution and Civil War, the American Revolution really was a type of civil war. I mean, the Brits were we were one people, and we went war against them, and so the American Revolution, in a sense, was a civil war. So here we see what they're saying is that America is going to face this civil war, and at the same time, it says it'll be commensurate to what World War II was. It'll be facing a global war, which I don't see how anybody can argue or not. And on top of that, there'll be another catastrophe called a Great Depression. There'll be an economic collapse on top of it. We are rapidly approaching that point where, we see this retail apocalypse happening. The whole economy is so debt-ridden. We have bubble upon bubble upon bubble. We have student loan bubbles. We have car bubbles, housing bubbles. And on top of it, Donald Trump has not been able to tame this thing called the federal debt. It just keeps on chugging along, racking up more and more and more insolvency. Top of that, all of a sudden, we're going to have a moment where civility breaks loose, where you have a failure of civility moment, and it is going to encompass a large portion of the United States. Because, you know, a lot of comments I read, people think that this insurrection, sedition we see right now is a bunch of disgruntled college students. You know, they are just the cannon fodder, Dave. This insurrection that we see going on, this Marxist revolution we see going on, this coup we see going on in our country today, you know, they have an element called the news media. That is solidly in the enemy's camp. They have had decades of education to produce little Marxists coming out of both the university, colleges, and public education. You know, we see deep state operatives throughout our Congress, throughout the State Department. Everywhere you look, these deep state operatives are betraying and undermining our republic. They're undermining our president. They're calling into question whether he's even legitimate. The very things that they have been guilty for years, collaboration with the Russians, collaboration with the Chinese, you know, collaboration with Marxists, they're the ones that have done it and are guilty of it. You know, we live in a country today where open political corruption, even murder. Everybody knows Seth Rich was murdered, but nothing isn't done. There's no punishment for it. We know Hillary is guilty of sin as far as her emails, all of that, yet nothing is done. So We have a nation that has been morally compromised and financially compromised, and those issues are about ready to come home to roost upon us.
Bob, let me share with you what my wife and I talked about. Two different conversations now. In the first conversation, when we were going through some of the tenets of the deep state, and I said how much progress we've made in exposing their criminality and so forth, and she said, well, can't some of them be made to fall away by just a sheer presentation of the facts? And I said, a few, not many. And she said, why? I said, because they're dedicated to the fight. They're brainwashed. They're dedicated to just keeping the fighting going. And I said, she goes, well, then how do we stop them? I said, it's either God's intervention or we have to shoot them. Because they will come after us. I said, they'll come after us. And then tonight, she thought about this. I could tell. She processed this over the 48 hours from show day to today. And so tonight at dinner, I told her something new about Hillary Clinton's criminality. And she goes, doesn't matter. She'll never see a day in jail. She processed it and she realized, yeah, these people are without rhyme or reason. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, they are morally bankrupt people. They have only one drive in their life, and that is political power and the benefits that that political power brings them. They are monsters, Dave. They thrive on dominating other people. They are not satisfied with just having their own life. They have to control and dominate others. It is a demonic madness that has come upon these people. And that is their whole rhyme and reason for life, is absolutely to gain more power so that they can further just corrupt humanity with that power. That's what they do. And we've reached this point in our country where nothing is done about it. From the highest levels of law enforcement, every chemical that the Clintons have touched has become corrupt. They really will. I don't think she will ever see the light of day. She will eventually stand before the great judge of the universe and face that judgment, which I, you know, don't wish on anybody, but that's the only judgment that she'll face. And so as we're talking, Dave, I really want people to not sit there and just think, oh my gosh, this is bad news. I want their brains to be working and thinking ahead, two steps ahead of us. What do I need to be doing? See, this is all good and wonderful that we can talk and say these things and you know, expose these conspiracies and this wickedness that goes on. But if at the end of the day we are not motivating people to take the steps that are necessary to survive, then I feel like I've personally failed. I listened to a video today, and I emailed it to you, and it was basically the gentleman who wrote the article, Are You in Hell?, the Bosnian War, and the year that Bosnia was beset with troops, and really all law enforcement had broken down, the rule of law had broken down, and it just became a horrible, horrible mob scene. And that the video in it, he was saying, this is coming to America. I mean, you know, people were traded, women were traded for a can of beans. The smallest assets that you had would make you, but people would want to kill you just to get them because that's how desperate they were. So our goal here is not just to sit there and expose this wickedness, which is good because people need to know this is going on in their country. But my goal, Dave, and it's my passion, it's the reason I started Ready Made Resources to begin with, is because, I mean, Noah knew a flood was coming, but he just didn't sit around thinking, oh my gosh, the world's going to end. This is horrible. You know, everybody's going to die. I mean, he had those thoughts. He realized a great purging was coming, but at the same time, he took the bull by the horns and he did something about it. And so that's my goal right now. Let's expose all this stuff. Let's expose what's going on, and let's look at it in a historical and biblical context and say, what is the inevitable outcome of this? And I challenge anyone to call me, to call you, to somehow post it, make it public. If you can show me historical and biblical precedent where this is going to end well, where the judge of heaven is going to sit there and give us a big wink and say, oh, they don't really mean it. I challenge you to present that opposing view. I don't see it anywhere, Dave. I see a horrible judgment coming upon this country and this world. And I believe that God is a loving and merciful God, and those that hear, that have the ear to hear his voice, he's going to tell them what to do. I think a lot of it will be doing prepping. I think a lot of it will be spiritual preparation, getting your heart right with God. I think a lot of it will be networking with other people, plugging in, getting to know others, because there will be no such thing as individuals. When this thing breaks down, as it was in the Superdome in New Orleans there in Katrina, they had to huddle together. I mean, there was nobody that just endured that sitting in their own lonesome. They were victimized very quickly. They had to huddle together and form groups to protect themselves. Well, this is the way, what we're going to see coming, and that's the way it's going to play out. We need to be networking right now. So if these things are motivating you, if there's a little bit of fear or whatever that's doing this, let it be a good fear that motivates you to take action tonight, you know, so that you can start doing what you need to do. If you haven't started prepping, I mean, you really need to get on the ball, because the time is short. I mean, the food and the water are a given. We talk about other things, but you need to do that. If we can somehow get that video where we could listen to it, a can of beans, Dave, not to be, vulgar, but a woman could be had for a can of beans in that conflict. That's how desperate people will get. I've traveled. I've been throughout the Middle East, North Africa, Asia. I've seen very, very desperate people, and I've seen, it's incredible what people will do, what they'll offer to give you. They'll give you their children for money. They really will. I've had it happen where they've offered to give me their children for money, and that's very sad. Is it that they're in that position that they did? They might not have had the ability to set aside or prepare ahead of time. They were born into a set of circumstances where that option wasn't open to them. I would dare say the option of doing some preparation is open to everyone listening to us right now. And you know, need we go on? I mean, we have this thing going on in Syria right now. I mean, we are one little spark away from setting off a huge fire there that we don't know the ramifications. Once the dogs of that war are loosed, we don't know where that's going to go. I mean, we can so over dominate the Russians, tactically with aircraft carriers and bombs and things of that nature. Russians have several ways that they can dominate us. First of all, their AI and field of intelligence and hacking is probably second to none, and they still own 7,000 to 8,000 nuclear weapons. We're going to push these people, and we're going to push them to the point they only have one option. And that option won't be good. And they've hinted at the fact of using nuclear weapons. And so, you know, we see issue after issue after issue coming up. And it is so easy for people to be boiled alive. I posted something on Facebook the other day, Dave, and it was absolutely historically 100% accurate what's going on. And the lady came back and said, "Nice fear porn guy, way to sell your stuff." And I went,
"Oh, I get that crap too, Bob."
I went, "Ma'am, look at the history. Show me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong." I said, "Yes, if I'm wrong, if I'm just saying this stuff in a vacuum with there's no existential threat out there, show me. But if there is, do something about it. Because if not, then you're going to be, your last name is going to end in Stein or something like that, and you're going to find yourself, it's 1937, and you're going to be brought in before Henry Himmler. They're going to be talking about your future. And if that's where you want to go with this, then that's fine. That's where you'll end up, because those that are unprepared, those that are unready for it, are going to face things that they could never imagine. But again, if we team up, train up, and stock up." I love that phrase, team up, train up, and stock up. You know, the other night you had Dave Lovell on talking about training, and that is so important. Every aspect of our life. You know, I've been a trained gardener for 20 years. We had Dave come to our property where we were training with the carbine. We were training with night vision. And so that aspect of training and learning is so important. doing it now, getting out there and starting to learn those activities again that you do with your hands. Because, again, in that video, Dave, where I was listening to, one of the things he said was the most valuable asset you had was what you could do. If you could fix things in that Bosnian conflict, you know, during that time, if you could fix things, if you could make things work, you had a skill that was invaluable. You know, just little things people thought about. He said, you know, they had tanks of propane. Instead of selling the tanks of propane, they were filling Bic lighters up over and over again. And he said, you could make 10 times as much money just filling little Bic lighters up. So people that can think and do and are capable with their hands are going to find themselves light years ahead than the people who can all they do is push the little buttons on their cell phone and make little things move around. You know, I tell people to get rid of that thing. It's your worst enemy in a lot of cases. In most cases, it's your worst enemy. But again, so at this point, if we're talking about these issues, if it's driving people to have a little bit of trepidation, turn that trepidation into productive energy, and say, I'm going to turn the TV off tonight. I'm going to read a book. I mean, you know, one of the things that we have, if you ever come to our stores, Dave, we have shelves of books on everything you can imagine, from gardening to solar energy to tactics to weapons to medical, you name it. There are books there that you can come and read. There's so many YouTube that you can watch today, educational videos. There's videos on how to move tactically as a group. There's videos on how to give someone an IV if you needed to. I mean, I'm not telling you to go out and practice medicine. I'm just saying you could learn that technique. There's videos on everything. So if we're motivating people to turn the TV off, to regain control of that aspect of their life where they start becoming more self-reliant, that is my goal. That is my passion right now. I want to read one more quote to you, Dave. And I've read it a couple times All before. Right. It comes out of the book, The Savage Continent. And it's the history of Italy and Germany post-war, 45 to 48. And you have to remember, Italy and Germany were the height of human societal evolution. They produced the best artists, the greatest science, literature, every aspect of human endeavor. You look what came out of Italy and Germany, and because they gave in to doctrines of demons, you know, and from about 1939 to 1945, 11, 12 years, they went from the height of the civilized world to absolutely a bombed out, devastated country. Here's the quote I wanted to read. And this is concerning the collapse of Naples after the bombing campaign of Naples. It says, in the whole list of sordid human vices, none were overlooked in Naples during those first few months. What we were witnessing, in fact, was the complete moral collapse of a people. They had no pride. They did not have any dignity. The animal struggle for existence governed everything. And that was food.
I think there's no question that that's true, and food is going to be used as a weapon. We've seen it from so many despots through the history, Bob. I mean, Stalin did it, Hitler did it. They all do it.
The great Ukrainian Holocaust. That's when they went in there and they burned all the crops. It's called the Holodomor, where 10 million Ukrainians died. They starved them to death. Stalin starved them to death. And the thing is, because of normalcy bias, that lady who commented on my Facebook page, she was experiencing normalcy bias. Because it has not happened in her lifetime, it cannot happen. But she does forget America has had a civil war. It is part of our history. It was a monstrously bloody civil war. I believe 550,000 Americans died in the Civil War, if I'm correct. It was catastrophic, and still, in some ways, we're paying the price for that civil war. There's still repercussions from it, but for decades and decades afterwards, there were this, and that civil war, Dave, that we fought before was with basically a common people. I mean, they were all basically European-based people. They spoke the same language, they had the same religion. A lot of times, they went to the same military academy, West Point. A lot of the generals from the South came from West Point. A lot of them fought from the North came from West Point. And yet we had this horrible conflict in our nation. Well, today it's much worse. We do not have the same religion. We have many religions. We do not have the same goals. We have Marxism and communism and people who want liberty. We have an ethnically diverse group of people. We We've been brought into our country a cult religion that for 1,400 years has murdered and raped its way through history. The civil war that's coming, David, I think is going to be far, far worse. I don't know if you care to comment on that, but...
Yeah, Bob, I'd like to ask you a question on that. What form do you think it'll take? What will be the precipitating event?
It's really hard to say. I mean, obviously, if the economy went, I mean, the economy is the only glue right now that holds us together as a country. The fact that there is enough, they can float enough money around to keep everybody quasi-happy. I mean, the people, even the people who are getting EBT and food stamps, they know they get a little bit of money every month, and they can go down and do what they want to with it. So that is the, correct me if I'm wrong, I would say that is the only glue that holds America together. We no longer have the commonality of our Christian faith. We no longer have the commonality of our ethnically-based people. Everything has been undermined. Everything has been destroyed. So it's the dollars. Once those dollars stop, Dave, and once those dollars, you know, don't flow as easy as they did, the velocity of money slows down, that's going to be absolutely a huge precipitating effect upon just unmitigated violence. We could have another episode where you have just a police, you know, where there's a police shooting. We've seen these things, Rodney Brown, where, you know, just one episode of police violence sparked a huge racial thing in this country. We had burning and looting going on. That could do it. And with social media today, those types of things can spread like wildfire. So, I mean, it's multifaceted. There could be a terrorist event. We could have an EMP. I mean, you name it. It could happen. We could have a blight, a biological thing. I mean, we could have nuclear war, terrorism. There's so many ways we could be attacked. I remember, who was it recently said, it was one of Trump's guys, I think the Department of Homeland Security came out and said, if you knew what I knew, you'd never leave your house. Do you remember that quote?
That quote very well.
Yeah, he said, if you knew what I knew, if you saw what I saw, you'd never even leave your house.
Yeah.
So,
Bob, you know what it comes down to also? It used to be every first-year law school student was told that the Ten Commandments were the foundation of our legal code. And it's true throughout the West, Western Europe, or used to be, no longer. Now we've seen the rise of the loony, mentally ill liberal left, as I like to refer to them as. They don't have that moral code.
No, they don't.
Hillary Clinton was an attorney. Bill Clinton was an attorney. And these people have no moral code. And their moral code is might makes right. If I can get away with it, I'm going to do it. So what you have on one side, and this is what scares me, you have people, the masses, about 20% of all people, who believe in doing things the right way, you know, believing in God. Or if they're not believing in God, at least they believe in equality and justice. And then on the other side, you've got the same about number of people, perhaps as many as 20% of the population, who are brainwashed, and they'll do anything to achieve an objective. There's nothing out of bounds, including the murder of people like Seth Rich.
Absolutely. 52% of the population, give or take, whatever it is, including the illegals, voted for a lady who is absolutely demonically mad, insane, that is a complete sociopath, that has raped, I mean, and condoned the rape of children, that has murdered and laughed about it. I mean, the whole thing about Gaddafi. I mean, granted, Gaddafi was a wicked man, but you get on TV and say, we came, we saw, we killed him, and then giggle about it, that is a warped mind. And the fact that 52% of America could vote for that warped mind tells you where we're at. We are at the great Civil War period. I mean, as it is in the book, The Fourth Turning, we're facing global civil war and an economic collapse thrown on top of it. You know, again, going back to this video, if we can motivate people to take action now and to say, this is coming, don't believe me. Go to the light of history. I think Patrick Henry in the Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech says, I only have one light to judge the future, and that is the past. Look at the past. Look how God has dealt with nations that do what we do, that murders their children, that just defames every holy institution he has set up. Marriage, I mean, you name it, we are defaming it. You name one society in all of history, the 6,000 years we've kept history, you name one society where that society has not collapsed into utter chaos, where you have lots of body bags stacked up. And, you know, I'll admit I'm wrong, but I don't think you're going to find one. And you look at also the light of history over and over again. The record is clear. This is what nations do. And we collapse back into this utter, once the decadence sets in, once the family breaks apart. Once the family breaks apart, Dave, the nation's over with. You know, in America today, only 30% of young boys are raised by their biological father. You will not survive that.
That just is stunning to me. And you are so right about the breakdown of the family. The father of modern sociology, Amitai Etzioni, said that the family can exist without the state, but the state cannot exist without the family. And so you're seeing all these policies and procedures coming out. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of this or not. I did a podcast on this recently. The state of Oregon, on June the 8th, in their Senate, now they have two houses, they passed a bill in their state Senate that allows for the dehydration and starvation of people with dementia. Now listen to this. And mental illness.
They're going to
execute people who are mentally ill. And Bob, let me take you back in history. I'm sure you remember this. It used to be in the Soviet Union back in the 70s, and the Soviets took lots of international heat for this. Well, if you disagreed with the government, you must be crazy. So they diagnosed you as political schizophrenia and sent you off to the gulags. But listen to this. In Oregon, they don't want to send you off to the gulags. They want to send you off to the cemetery.
Right, it's cheaper.
Can you believe this is happening right now in America?
Absolutely, Dave. Once you undermine the transcendent belief and value that, you know, if I kill Dave Hodges, I better have a very, very good reason for doing it, because God made you in his image. And if I strike at you, I've struck at the image that God has made. So I better have a very good reason to explain it to him one day why I had to do that. Self-defense is that reason. But once you undermine the fact that Dave Hodges is not a product of chance and probability, but he's a product of a divine God who made him, that preordained him to have a purpose in life, once you destroy that thought, then I ask people all the time, why is it wrong to murder? An atheist cannot answer that question. So once you've undermined the fact that we are created in the image of God, you're going to see wholesale deaths. One of the things I read, there's a book called The Black Book of Communism, and a great quote in it is like, one thing all godless societies have in common are lots of body bags. And it's absolutely true. I mean, 200 million body bags in the 20th century were caused by godless philosophies where life had lost its meaning. We've murdered 70 million children on the one end because they're an inconvenience, and if you can murder children, babies, for an inconvenience, you don't think you can murder mom and dad because they're an inconvenience? If you don't believe that's going to be the case, then something's, you're not connecting all the dots together, because that's absolutely it. And then that circle starts growing, because then it's not only the old and the young, then it's like the infirmed and then the people we don't agree with. And then again, it ends up in just a wholesale slaughter where you just have humanity just rushes in upon itself, and it's just brutal to the core. We've seen it, and just millions and millions and millions of people die. That's what's coming. And again, so I my goal in all this, team up, train up, stock up.
Before we go to solutions, Bob, I want to respond to a rhetorical question you asked, and I'm going to give you the non-rhetorical answer. What society, who's survived the way that we're behaving, was basically the gist of what you said. And I have an answer for you. I have two answers. The first answer, we are Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, I live in Sodom over here in Arizona. You live in Gomorrah out there in Tennessee. And we know what God did there. But then the other issue here, well, let's have you comment first on the Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you think, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Do you recall seeing, you mentioned body bags. You said the states that practice this stuff, the countries that practice this, have body bags piled up.
Godless states have one thing in common, lots of body bags.
Do you recall seeing on the internet, and I've run this on my website, a picture of FEMA coffins outside Atlanta by the hundreds of thousands and one lady in that picture. Have you ever seen that picture?
Yes, I have, Dave.
Now, that's on my website. Let me address this for a second. That lady's name is Sherry Wilcox. Now, I really miss Sherry. I haven't talked to her in a couple of years, but we used to talk and share. And wonderful, wonderful patriot, great human being. And she went looking for FEMA camps, and she goes, I found something better, Dave. And she called me one day, and she said, I'm sending you a picture to your email. I've used that in about three articles, her standing by the FEMA camps. And they're telling you, the deep state, by storing these things, are telling you what's coming.
You know, Dave, I want to put it in a picture that we don't often associate. Imagine a holy God looking and seeing 70 million baby caskets where those babies have not died through a plague. They've not died through some cause that was beyond human control. Those babies died because their parents killed them. That thought is just, I mean, I can't reduce that to words. The fact that you have 70 million, and we think about the FEMA camps, which are going to be horrible. I mean, you get put in a FEMA camp, and they're going to be rape hotels. They're going to be just abuse hotels until you die. That's what it's going to be. But at the other end, we have 70 million caskets where the parents have taken their own offspring, murdered that offspring, called it their right, celebrated it as their right, and then have gone on to the next thing, and we think we're going to escape that. I tell you, if you think a holy God is going to allow you to escape that, Dave, I cannot express to you, I know in my spirit, I know in the light of history, I know in the light of God's word, the devastation that is coming to this nation. We have sown that blood. It's unrequited blood. God is going to require that blood at our hands. And as a nation, we've just remained silent. The Church of Jesus Christ has remained completely silent. On large, there are churches that haven't, and I celebrate those churches that have spoken up. But on large, the church has been more concerned about getting a big budget so they can build a big building than they have of those 70 million children that were murdered by their own parents. Hard words, I know, but a society that can do that, Dave, I want everybody to listen to this. So I'm not only speaking to Dave, I want to make sure everybody's listening. A society that can murder their own children and do anything, that's wicked. Nothing will stop them from doing anything. That is the grossest of all wickedness I can think of, that you can murder your own children and call it a right and celebrate it.
Boy, I got to share this with you, and I've said this, I believe I said it to Joe Hagman on a recent broadcast when I was interviewing Joe, and I was stunned. On the eve of Father's Day, we went to church that Saturday night, and a lot of churches, you know, have Saturday night services, and we had a full boat of things to do on Sunday, so I said, let's go Saturday night. We did, and it was a really good sermon, very, very nice service, and the assistant pastor gave the message. And he mentioned two things that almost caused myself and my son and my wife to fall out of our chairs. First, he talked about the dangers of unrestricted immigration, and it was brief. But then he said the most heinous thing, and he started going through a list of things. He said, when we permit children to be sexually abused and trafficked. I almost fell out of my chair. Do you think that Trump's abandoning of the Johnson Amendment, you know, you can't maintain your 501(c) tax exemption if you talk about political issues, do you think this is going to cause pastors to really come out of their shell and start telling the truth again?
Dave, I hope so. I think most pastors in America have been compromised. I think they're going to fall along. I mean, just like in every segment of society, most people are going to go along to get along. if the Church of Jesus Christ, if the pastors in America have not said anything as of yet of the great Holocaust against the Lord Almighty that we are perpetrating in this country, if they've remained silent thus far, they'll remain silent all the way. They'll actually be the ones turning you in to save their hide. They will turn you in for their 70 pieces of silver.
I agree. There's a lot of Judas. I so agree. But there is a man I want to give props to. His name is Walter Mansfield. I interviewed Pastor Mansfield, oh gosh, 3.5 years ago. And he was a clergy response team pastor. And he trained on how to handle people in the FEMA camps. He left when they told him he couldn't read from the Bible or mention Jesus. And he sent me documentation to write the article in which it said, well, religion and the Bible in particular have been used to abuse people throughout history, so it's a good idea if you don't do that in the FEMA camp. And this man said no and began to tell the truth about what they're really being trained for. There are FEMA camps. Pastors are being trained to keep people calm in the FEMA camps, Bob, but they are real, and you're right. Most of the pastors go along with it, but there are a few, like Pastor Walter Mansfield, who did not.
Yeah, they will be the Dietrich Bonhoeffers of our day, but on a large scale, the church has faced, in America, has faced a Dietrich Bonhoeffer moment and has caved. You know, Dave, at this point, I mean, again, the fourth turning, the four chapters of what a society goes through, growth, maturation, entropy, and destruction, we're at the later stages of that destruction. You know, I hope we've painted the picture well enough that people understand. This isn't trying to sell stuff. This isn't just trying to make people fearful or create an entertaining program for people. This program, and I know your passion, and I know mine, is to say, friends, you know, you're my brother, my brothers, you're my brothers and my sisters. You're our fellow Americans. You're listening to this. I want the good people to survive. If this is not the end of the age, I think it could be, if it's not the end of the age, and if this is just another cycle of history, who do I want to survive? The people that are perpetrating this? Or the people who can have a foundation built in their life, a foundation of truth and integrity, and say, we can rebuild it? The destruction's coming. I think the destruction's inevitable. It's too rotted. The house is completely termite-eaten. And it gets to the point you can't replace all the 2x4s because every one of them's eaten and it's just going to collapse. But after that happens, who do we want to be the people that say, this is where we go from here? This is how we rebuild civilization. Do we want the people who've done this to us to have 1,000 years of reigning, of tyranny over us? Or do we want to be able to pick up these pieces and say, you know, we left the God of our fathers, we left the truth of history, and this, we paid the consequence, let's learn the lesson, let's come back and do it better and rebuild and create a better world for our children. That's what I want. That's my passion. I mean, that's really why I formed Ready Made Resources. I think, you know, I've watched people over decades of doing this, and I've seen that when people really get into prepping, maybe they've bought a little retreat or they've started their gardening, I see a light in their face, Dave, when they start regaining these skills and techniques. I mean, for John Lovell, it was learning to be a protector. You know, he is a good protector. I mean, you know, I was kidding with John when he was up here. I said, you know, John, I get a lot of people tell me that during the apocalypse they're going to come up here, and I said, no, you're not. Yeah, I won't let you. If you try, I'll stop you, and you can take it for what I meant. You know, and I said, but you, I'll make an exception. You can come. You know, he's a great protector. So I mean, but again, as I see people put down the TV, put down the garbage entertainment, and they start to regain the skill that God intrinsically put in us to work the earth, to dominate, to subdue the earth, and all the many aspects we can do. As I see people gain those skills back again, I'm telling you, there's a light that comes on inside of them. And once that light comes on, you can't stop it. They like, I want to do this. And then all of a sudden, you can see they mourn the fact that they wasted the time, because they're starting to regain the life that God had for them of being a self-sufficient, being the provider, being the person who fulfills the destiny in their life. Sitting in front of a TV set watching Dancing with the Stars, I would hardly say fulfills God's plan for your life. No, I don't think it does.
Sometimes the ladies look pretty in their dresses, but that redeeming value can only carry you so far if you're a man of God.
Maybe a few inches.
But Bob, let me bring this full circle for us, because I don't want to run out of time before we talk about some critical issues. Since President Trump has been elected, the people have acted like everything is now going to be okay. We can go back to sleep. We don't have to prep anymore. Donald's going to take care of us, and I don't even know if he's going to last the summer. Is he going to be assassinated first or impeached first? And that's really the question. And so people really have to be self-reliant. The older I get, I learned this when I was in my 20s and I was on my own. Gee, what I don't know how to do, I usually have to pay someone else to do it. So I better learn how to do more things. And then when I was in my 30s and 40s, I learned that I better learn to become really self-reliant, because I may not be able to find someone to help me do what I need to do, or I can't trust those that say they will. And that started me on the path that I'm on now. And I suspect some of that spirit is what led you to form Ready Made Resources.
Absolutely.
And I want to take a few minutes here and talk about your company, because I'm going to say this as the host of the Common Sense Show. It is the best prepping site in America. There is nothing better. If it was, I'd be advertising with them. I'd already approached them. And I have Ready Made Resources because just about anything that you need for most of the situations we can anticipate are available at readymaderesources.com. So let's talk a little bit about what you have there and what you can do for people, both on an upper end scale pricing, but also you have some things that people need that are on the lower end.
Well, some basis, first of all, you're going to have to eat and drink water. You know, you're going to have to filter water. You get a waterborne disease, Giardia, Cryptosporidium, any of those, they're common if you're drinking groundwater or unfiltered water. You know, you get that, you could probably die without medical treatment because it really just rips your intestines and you become very familiar with your toilet bowl. I mean, you know, both ends, vomiting and diarrhea. And without medical support, you can die. So water filtration, the Big Berkey, hands down for in your house. If you're going outside, I always carry a little pocket filter type device with me. Katadyn makes some great ones. We sell them. Sawyer makes a little mini straw filter that you can put in your pocket and carry with you. Water is absolutely important. You know, we've talked about manna, great food, non-GMO. I don't want to be eating the garbage food during survival. If I have to, I would. But I want to eat food I know is going to put good energy in my body and not degrade my body. So, I mean, the guys over at Nemana, they do such a great job at making food. You know, we still sell several other brands, and I know you sell them to Nemana, but I mean, Nemana is just a great food to have. But on top of that, one of the things I just tell people, you're going to have to learn to defend yourself. You might find it unpleasant, but I'll tell you, if you look at a home invasion, several things go usually along with home invasion, sexual assault being one of them. You know, these home invasions are going to come when failure of civility breaks down. It's going to be catastrophic for people who are not ready, people who cannot defend themselves, people who do not have firearms. You're going to wish you had. So I tell people, again, get in touch with John Lovell, the Warrior Poet Society. Great trainer. He'll lead you in the right direction as far as getting firearms, getting trained. But get a firearm. Stock up on your ammunition now. It's cheap now because everybody thinks that gun control will never happen. I personally think right now we're seeing a real subterfuge going on. They're going to arm the left. The left's going to attack. The left's going to do all this stuff with gun violence. And then the left is going to say, well, we need to ban them. They're creating their own scenario to ban the guns. I mean, we see for the first time in a long time a political assassination attempt in this country where the guy actually had a list of people he wanted to kill. So get armed. And again, I tell people all the time two things. You know, if you don't have night vision, I'm just telling you, in a night situation, you'll lose against a guy that does. Absolutely, it's an expensive piece of equipment. If you have to network together with people, get a piece of night vision because it allows you to operate and see at night. I'm telling you, out on my property, I have one main breaker. Somebody comes on my property, they don't like, I hit that main breaker. Every light in the property goes out. I own that night. I can get outside, and I mean, I can see you clearly. And I can be in total darkness. You won't be able to know where I'm at. And, you know, depending on what you're doing, I will respond to it in that manner. But you will lose in that situation. You will lose, and you'll lose badly. Again, the ability to communicate. Again, night vision's expensive. We'll work with people. I mean, if people want to buy night vision, I'll set them up on a payment plan. We'll do it. PayPal has things they can do, but I don't generally tell people to go into debt, Dave. But for that piece of equipment, I would tell you to get it, because it absolutely allows you to go from a 24-hour operative to a 12-hour operative to a 24-hour operative. It is critical to acquire it. And the other thing is, as I, you know, we were talking the other night, the cell phones go down, the internet goes down. If you have social disruption in this country, the government will turn them off, because those groups will use the internet and social media to organize and to proliferate the violence. They'll turn them off so that that violence cannot be proliferated. It'll be an absolute must to do, turn it off. The only manner you have to communicate with people, the only manner you'll have, is with ham radio.
Yeah.
Not the store radios. The reason is because all radios work on line of sight. I think I've explained this a lot of times.
Yes.
But my antenna actually has to physically see your antenna. The Sweetwater repeater that I used the other day to help rescue a man who had fallen off a mountain, there's no cell phone service, and fallen off a horse and hit him up in the mountains, worked off that repeater. That repeater is battery backed up and solar powered backed up. So 2-3 weeks after the grid goes down, that thing will still be running. If I can charge my radios, I can still put probably close to 70 to 100 mile footprint out of communication in my area. That allows me to contact everybody I would need to contact. It allows me to talk to my friends, maybe people that we would network together. It's absolutely critical. I will help anybody get their ham radio license. We have a package that you can put together where we'll equip two people with ham radios, and do that, so you can talk and you can put them on, you can get as many people on it as you want, create a network. But I want to address one other thing. People say, well, do I need to get a license? And some people, I'm just going to wait till after the collapse and then I'll use the radio. No, you won't, because the radios today, you have to program them. They take training. If you think you're going to take a complex piece of electronics that you've never used and be able to program that radio to speak to somebody else, you've got pipe dreams. You need to be practicing now. Plus, I belong to the Monroe County Amateur Radio Club.
Bob, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay, W4YJ. There's an incredible resource of people there that I can ask questions about, so it's really good. Resource. Again, anybody wants to call me, 800-627-3809. I'll be glad to spend as much time as you need to meet to do that. But again, team up, train up, stock up, get your night vision, get your comm, get your food and water filtration. Medical supplies are another issue we haven't talked about. We carry a full line of medical supplies that you're not going to find at the drugstore.
Right.
Things that you absolutely have to have.
Bob, let's give out that number again, 1-800-627-3809. And your website is readymaderesources.com, and you'll be available during the show and after the show to take phone calls.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate you doing that. Bob, we are totally out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. This has been really enlightening, if not frightening. I don't mean to be a poet, but the bottom line is here, we live in very difficult times where the left is determined to bring us down. Bob Griswold, readymaderesources.com, thanks so much for joining us. And to everybody else, we'll see you in the following hour.